لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are in the beautiful silsila, Blessings of Hajj. Alhamdulillah, in previous silsila, we learnt about the important rulings of Ihram and Tawaf. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila, we'll learn very beautiful things about how to perform Sa'i and the important rulings about the traveling of Mina. So be with us, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll learn so many Madani pearls in today's silsila. Before we start our topic, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will hear excellence of Durood-e-Pak. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, and the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, reciting Durood upon me is refulgence on the bridge of Sirat. The one reciting Durood upon me 18 times on Friday, his 80 years sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So wherever you are, recite Durood-e-Pak loudly with me. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in previous silsilas, we learned that how to make tawaf, and now after tawaf, we have to come on Maqamu Ibrahim. Come at Maqamu Ibrahim and recite the following Quranic verse. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Translation, and make the standing place of Ibrahim alayhi salam a spot for offering salah. Salah for tawaf. Offer two rakat salah of tawaf near Maqamu Ibrahim if space is available near it. Otherwise, offer it anywhere in Masjidul Haram, provided the time is not makruh for salah. Recite Surah Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas after Surah Fatiha in the first and the second rakat respectively. The salah is wajib and it is a sunnah to offer it immediately after the completion of tawaf. Most people keep their shoulder uncovered even during salah. It is makruh to do so. The act of ittiba, that is keeping the right shoulder uncovered, is done during all the 7 rounds of only such tawaf which is followed by sa'i. If the time is makruh, offer this salah later. Keep in mind that it is essential to offer this salah after offering the 2 rakat at Maqamu Ibrahim. Recite the following dua. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma innaka ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati faqbal ma'zirati وَتَعْلَمُ حَاجَتِي فَأَعْطِنِي سُؤَلِي وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا يباشر قلبي ويقينا صادقا حتى أعلم أنه لا يصيبني إلا ما كتبت لي ورضا منك بما قسمت لي يا أرحم الراحمين. O Allah Azza wa Jal, you are aware of all my concealed and open deeds. Hence accept my apology. And you are aware of my needs. Bestow upon me what I seek. And you are aware of my inner being. Hence forgive my sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you for such a faith which overwhelms my heart and a true belief that I will be facing only what has been predestined for me, and contentment with what is in my fate from you, O the most merciful of all. Ameen. Now come at Multazam. After completing Salah and Dua, embrace Multazam, the section between Hajrul Aswad and the sacred door of the Holy Kaaba is called Multazam. The blessed door is not including in multazam. Embrace multazam with your chest, belly, right cheek and left cheek. Raise both hands above the head and spread them on multazam, or spread right hand towards the blessed door and the left towards Hajrul Aswad. Let tears flow and make dua, sobbing with extreme humbleness and humility for yourself and the entire ummah in your native language. This is the place where dua is accepted. Also recite this dua, having recited Durood-e Pak. Dua to be made at Multazam. Allahumma ya Rabb al-Bayt al-Atiq, a'tik riqabana wa riqab abaina wa ummahatina wa ikhwanina wa awladina minan nar. Ya dhal judi wal karam wal fadli wal manni wal ata'i wal ihsan. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizy ad-dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. Allahumma inni abduk wa ibn abdik waqifun tahta babika multazim bi'atabika mutadhallilun bayna yadayka arju rahmatak wa akhsha adhabaka minan nar ya qadim al-ihsan. Allahumma inni as'aluka an tarfa'a dhikri wa tada'a wizri wa tusliha amri wa tutahhira qalbi wa tunawwira li fi qabri wa taghfira li dhanbi wa as'aluka ad-darajatil 'ula min al-jannah. Amin. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. O Allah Azza wa Jal, O creator of this ancient house, free our necks and those of our ancestors, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers and children from the fire of hell. O the forgiver, the most merciful, the most beneficent, the most kind, the bestower and the most generous. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with good end in all our affairs and save us from remorse in the world and torment in the hereafter. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am your servant and the son of your servant. I am standing beneath your sacred door. I have clung to its doorstep and I am expressing my humbleness before you, and I am begging for your mercy, and I fear the torment of hell. O ever kind, be kind with me at this moment. I implore you to raise my name and lighten the burden of my sins and reform my affairs. Cleanse my inner self, illuminate my grave and forgive my sins. And I am begging you for high status in paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen. After that, my dear Hajis, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, come at Zamzam well. Beer Zamzam. Come at the well of Zamzam, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Drink Zamzam water whilst standing and facing the Qibla. Drink it in three sips till your stomach is full. After drinking the Zamzam water, say Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. While drinking, look at the Holy Kaaba. After each sip, sprinkle some of this blessed water over your body and moisten face, arms and head with it. But take care that no drop falls on the floor. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, has stated, the purpose for which Zamzam is drunk will be fulfilled, inshallah. Now recite this dua after drinking Zamzam water. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da'. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you for useful knowledge, increased sustenance and cure for all diseases. Ameen. Sa'i of Safa and Marwa. Prepare for Sa'i between Safa and Marwa now. However, if you are tired or occupied, you may take some rest before performing Sa'i. It may be noted that it is not a sunnah to perform ittiba in Sa'i. Now perform Istilam of Hajrul Aswad as usual by raising both hands up to ear and then recite the following dua. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wallahu akbar wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Now come at Babu Safa. The Mount Safa is outside Masjid al-Haram. Since it is sunnah to place out left foot from whilst exiting a masjid. Do the same here while exiting Masjid al-Haram and recite the following dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlika wa rahmatik. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I beg you for your mercy and grace. While reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durud-e-Pak, now go uphill at Safa, such that you may see the Holy Kaaba from there. This can be achieved walking uphill just slightly. Therefore, avoid climbing to the mount too high, like the masses, as this is contrary to Sunnah. You should then recite the following dua.
أبدأ بما بدأ الله تعالى إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يتطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم.
I begin with that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has begun with, this holy statement of His. Without doubt, Safa and Marwa are from amongst the signs from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whosoever performs Hajj or Umrah of this house, there is no sin on him for taking rounds of these two. And whoever performs a good deed at his own will, undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal is the most rewarding and all-knowing. Out of ignorance, many people are seen waving their palms towards the Kaaba. Likewise, some signal with their hands and some raise hands up to their ears three times and then drop them. All these are incorrect manners. What you should do is to raise your hands up to your shoulders as in dua. Whilst facing the Kaaba, make dua for as long as it takes to recite 25 ayahs of Surah Baqarah. Intention of Sa'i.
Allahumma inni uridu sa'ya بين الصفا والمروة سبعة أشواط لوجهك الكريم فيسره لي وتقبله مني.
O Allah Azza wa Jal, I intend to perform the 7 rounds of Sa'i between Safa and Marwa for your pleasure. Make it easy for me and accept it from me. After that, whilst busy with zikr and Salatul Nabi, walk from Safa towards Marwa at medium pace. Nowadays, these passages, marble flooring and air coolers. There was a time when Sayyiduna Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala anha had performed Sa'i. Just for a moment, think of that heartbreaking situation. What this area was barren with no sign of water and vegetation. Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu was salam was an infant crying desperately out of extreme thirst. And Sayyiduna Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala anha was restlessly searching for water in the scorching heat of this rocky land. On reaching the first green mark, Islamic brothers should begin to run, but in a dignified way, not uncontrollably. And those on wheelchair should step up their speed. If there is a crowd, wait for a moment. When there is hope of the crowd being decreased whilst running, take care that neither you or anybody else gets hurt. As running here is a sunnah, but causing pain to a Muslim is haram. Islamic sisters should not run. Now Islamic brothers whilst running and Islamic sisters whilst walking should recite the following dua.
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَتَجَاوَزْ عَمَّا تَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا لَا نَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعَزُّ الْأَكْرَمُ واهدني للتي هي اقوم اللهم اجعله حجا مبرورا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا.
O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, forgive me and have mercy on me. Forgive my wrongdoings that are known to you. Without doubt, you are fully aware, but we are not. Without doubt, you are great and glorified. Keep me on the straight path. O Allah Azza wa Jal, accept my Hajj. Make my sa'i fruitful and forgive my sins. Ameen. When you arrive at the next green mark, slow down and proceed towards Marwa. Look, you are now at the blessed mount of Marwa. Most people try to go as high as possible, but you should not do so. Rather, abide by the sunnah. You should go uphill a little only. Even by reaching as far as the check marble floor starts, you are considered to have climbed Marwa. Although nowadays the Kaaba is not visible from there due to various constructions, you should still face towards the direction of the Kaaba and make dua for the same amount of time spent on Safa. There is no need to make the intention again as it has already been made. Now you have completed one round. Now proceed towards Safa, making dua, perform the same act between the two green lights, that's called Malayn Akhdarain, as you did during the first round. That is, Islamic brothers should run while Islamic sisters should just walk in the passage whilst making dua. On reaching Safa, two rounds would be completed.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
The seventh round will finish at Marwa. Your sa'i is now complete. Salah of sa'i. If it is not a makruh time for salah, perform two rak'at salah in Masjidul Haram, as it is mustahab. It is reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered two rak'at salah, having performed sa'i at the border of Mataf in the direction of Hajrul Aswad. This act of performing tawaf and sa'i is called Umrah. So Umrah has been completed for the Qarin and the Mutamatti'. Now the Tawaful Qudum. For a Mufrid, this Tawaf is in fact Tawaful Qudum. That is a ritual for attendance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. A Qarin should perform one more Tawaf and Sa'i with the intention of Tawaful Qudum, which is a Sunnah for both a Qarin and a Mufrid. Although missing it is a bad act, no dam will be wajib. Halq or taksir. Men should now to either halq, that is get hair entire head shaved, or taksir, that is get hair trimmed. Definition of taksir. Taksir implies cutting the hair of a quarter of the head equal to a finger digit in length. As a caution, cut a bit more than this length to ensure that the shorter hair present in the center of the head also gets cut equal to a finger digit in length. Some people just cut a few strands of hair with a pair of scissors, which is absolutely wrong for the Hanafis. And the restrictions of ihram will not be terminated either in this case. Now the taksir for Islamic sisters. It is haram for Islamic sisters to shave their entire head. They should perform taksir only. An easy way of it is to cut hair from the end of the plait of hair a little more than the length of a finger digit. It is important that at least the hair of one quarter of the head must be cut. Now all the hajis, whether they are mufrid, mutamattir or qarin, will be spending the pleasant moments of their lives in Makkatul Mukarramah, eagerly waiting for 8th Zulhijjah. Dear Hajis, this is the sacred city where the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spent nearly 53 years of his blessed life. It is the city which brings back the memories of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, show utmost respect and reverence here. Refrain from even the intention of sin, as one sin is also equivalent to 100,000 sins here. And one good deed is equivalent to 100,000 deeds. Swearing, backbiting, tale-telling, lying, etc. are always haram. But committing any of these sins and every other sin here is equivalent to committing 100,000 sins. Moreover, do not be like those unwise people who shave off their beards whilst doing halq. Remember that shaving off beard or trimming it less than a fist length are both haram acts, and doing so here is equivalent to committing 100,000 haram acts. Dear Hajis, your face is being kissed by the sacred breeze of Makkah Pak and Madinah Munawwara. Therefore, let the blessed beard grow and adorn your face with this holy sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forever. Sarkar ka aashik bhi kya daadi mudhata hai? Sarkar ka aashik bhi kya daadi mudhata hai? Kyun ishq ka chehre se izhar nahi hota? Can a prophet devotee shave his beard? Why does his face not express his devotion? Now what to do during his stay in Makkatul Mukarrama? Perform as many nafil tawaf as possible, as this is more preferable for you than even nafil salah. Remember, after performing a nafil tawaf, one should first embrace multazam before offering 2 rak'at salah at Maqam Ibrahim. Number 2, perform tawafs on behalf of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Ghausul Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, your parents, spiritual guide, means sheikh or murshid, etc. Keep as many nafil fasts as possible, reaping the rewards of 100,000 nafil fasts for each. Take care that whenever you break the fast, that is, do iftar within Masjidul Haram, or whenever you drink Zamzam water there, do not forget to make the intention of i'tikaf first. Otherwise, it will be a sin, which will be equivalent to 100,000 sins in Masjidul Haram. Unfortunately, nowadays people do not pay attention to this ruling. Number 4, whenever you glance at the Holy Kaaba, recite La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar thrice, Salat al-Nabi once, and make dua afterwards, inshallah azzawajal, dua will be accepted. This glad tiding of the acceptance of dua is for every glance at the Holy Kaaba. Now the very important caution. It has often been observed that some people keep their shoes, slippers, outside the sacred gate of Masjidul Haram and Masjidul Nabawi, Allah Sahib Ahasalatu Wassalam. And on their return from the masjid, they wear any pair of shoes they like. This is impermissible and a sin. Although the owners of those shoes may be not traceable due to crowd, it is still unlawful to use them. The rulings for such shoes are like those of lukta, that is, lost belongings of someone else. If the owner could not be found, whoever finds this lukta can use it only when he is fakir himself. Otherwise, he has to donate it to some fakir. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Advice for Islamic sisters. Islamic sisters should not come into Masjidul Haram or Masjidul Nabawi to offer salah, as the objective is to earn reward, and they may attain more reward by offering salah at home, as stated in the following hadith. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, there is more reward for women in offering salah at her home rather than offering in my masjid, that is Masjidun Nabawi. Therefore, they should offer salah in their dwellings. However, when there is no crowd, they should come to Masjidul Haram daily to perform tawaf or visit the blessed masjid of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily to make their salat and salam. Instead of spending time in shopping, all respected hajis should try to spend time in worship as one may not be able to get this opportunity again. Ye lamhe zindagi mein baar baar aaya nahi karte. Seven haram acts during tawaf. Number one, to perform tawaf without wudu. Number two, unveiling of a quarter of that part of the body which is included in sitr. For example, unveiling of a quarter of thigh is haram. Likewise, unveiling of a quarter of the ear or the wrist of an Islamic sisters is haram. Islamic sisters, pay very little attention to this. During tawaf, especially when doing istilam of Hajrul Aswad, a quarter of the wrists of several Islamic sisters is unveiled. Even sometimes, complete wrist is unveiled, which is haram. Unveiling the ear or the wrist to a non-mahram male is haram, even besides tawaf. For learning detailed rulings regarding Islamic veil, study Amir Ahlat Sunnat's book entitled Zakhmi Saam and the beautiful booklet for Islamic sisters, Parde ke baare mein suwal o jawab. Number three, to make tawaf on someone's carriage or someone's back without a valid excuse. Number four, to crawl or drag oneself while sitting during tawaf without a valid excuse. Number five, to make tawaf in the opposite direction, keeping Kaaba at right side. Number six, to pass from inside the hatim during tawaf is haram. Number seven, to perform less than seven rounds, it is haram. Now the seven makruh acts during tawaf. Number one, useless talking. Number two, to make dua and zikr aloud. Therefore, it is makruh that a person recites dua aloud during tawaf and others also repeat it aloud. Number three, to perform tawaf in impure clothes. As a caution, don't carry used shoes, slippers with you during tawaf. Number four, to perform tawaf with longer intervals in between the rounds of tawaf. However, there is no harm if one need to go to the toilet or the make wudu. He may leave. He should resume tawaf from where he had left. There is no need to restart from the beginning. Number five, to start the next tawaf without offering the two rakat salah of the previous one. However, if the time is makruh for salah, there is no harm in doing so. For example, several tawafs may be performed without offering salah of tawaf from Subh-e Sadiq till 20 minutes after the appearance of the edge of the sun at sunrise, or after offering Salatul Asr till sunset. However, after the elapsing of makruh time, two rakat salah will have to be offered for each tawaf. Number six, eating is makruh during tawaf, but one may drink water. And number seven, to perform tawaf in the intense need of passing urine or breaking wind. These are the makruh acts in tawaf. And now, the seven permissible acts during sa'i and tawaf. Number one, to make salam. Number two, to reply to salam. Number three, to talk when necessary. Number four, to drink water. Eating is not allowed during tawaf, but it is allowed during sa'i. Number five, to recite verses of hamd, naat or mankabat in low voice. Number six, to pass across the front of someone offering salah, as tawaf is also like salah. However, passing is impermissible during sa'i. Number seven, to ask or answer an Islamic ruling. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three different rulings regarding sa'i. Number one, performing sa'i by walking on foot is wajib. However, performing it by sliding while sitting or riding is permissible in case of compulsion. Number two, purity is not a conditional requirement for sa'i. A woman suffering from menses may also perform sa'i. And number three, It is mustahab to perform sa'i in the state of wudu with purity of body and clothes. While starting sa'i, first recite dua of safa and then make the intention for sa'i. Important advice for Islamic sisters. Islamic sisters should keep themselves apart from males. If they don't take care at such sacred places, where else will they take care? Most of the unwise women intrude into the male's crowd in order to touch Hajrul Aswad and Rukne Yamani, or to become closer to the Holy Kaaba. How shameful it is. This is a grave sin and a very shameful act. Remember that one sin here amounts to 100,000 sins. Putting on ihram of Hajj for mutamatti'. If you have not yet put on the ihram of Hajj, put on it on the 7th of Dhul Hijjah. Its intention may be made at home, but it is preferable to make intention in the following words after offering 2 raka'at nafil salah in Masjidul Haram. Now the intention of Hajj. Allahumma inni uridul hajja fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni wa a'inni alayhi wa barik li fi nawaitul hajja wa ahramtu bihi lillahi ta'ala. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention of Hajj. Make it easy for me and accept it from me. Help me in offering it and make it blessed for me. I have made intention for Hajj and put an ihram of it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. After making the intention, loudly recite Labbaik thrice. But Islamic sisters should recite in low voice. Now the restriction of ihram become effective once again. The Labbaik is Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Leaving for Mina. Today it is the morning of Eid Zulhijjah. Excitement fills the air. Everybody is eager to move for Mina. Take the necessary items. Example, rosary, prayer mat, compass, some utensils, water bottle that can be hung around the neck, and address of the muallim. And please take a school bag with you, as if you have this bag with you, your hands are free and your luggage on your shoulder. The address of the muallim should always be with you, as it will prove to be beneficial in case you get lost. Don't forget to take money for meeting the expenses of qurbani and meal, etc. If possible, make the journey to Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah on foot, as 70 million good deeds will be written for every step until you return to Makkatul Mukarramah. Wallahu dhul fadlil azeem. Recite Talbiyah and Durood-e-Pak abundantly all the way as soon as Mina appears. Recite Durood-e-Pak and the following dua. Allahumma hadha minan famnun alayya bima mananta bihi ala awliyaik. O Allah Azza wa Jal, this is Mina. Bless me with the boon that you bestowed upon your awliya, beloveds. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, you have now entered the glorious valley of Mina. How captivating is the scene here. Tents are everywhere in the plains and on the plateaus. Stay in the tent provided by your muallim. You will be offering 5 salah from Salatul Zuhr of 8th Dhul Hijjah to Salatul Fajr of 9th Zulhijjah in Mina as the beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also did the same. In Mina, around about 40 Hajis are accommodated in a single tent, and the tents in Arafat are even bigger. Regretfully, men and women both are accommodated in the same tent. Sometimes there is no arrangement for veiling for women, nor do the Hajis bother about it. Modest Hajis are advised to carry shawls with them to prevent intermingling of their women with non-mahram men. They should make a temporary partition with shawls at a side of the tent in Mina and Arafat. This day is very important. Some unwise people may be wasting their precious time in idle chat, but you should not pay any attention to them. Remain busy with worship. Tonight is the night of Arafah. If possible, spend this night in worship. There are many other nights to sleep and rest. This opportunity may not come again. If possible, recite the following dua 1,000 times at the night of Arafat. If you cannot recite it 1,000 times, recite it as many times as you can recite it at least once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dua of night of Arafah. Subhanalladhi fis samai arshuhu. سبحان الذي في الأرض موطئه سبحان الذي في البحر سبيله سبحان الذي في النار سلطانه سبحان الذي في الجنة رحمته سبحان الذي في القبر قضاؤه سبحان الذي في الهواء روحه سبحان الذي رفع السماء سبحان الذي وضع الأرض سبحان الذي لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منه إلا إليه. Pure is He Azza wa Jal whose arsh in the heavens. Pure is He Azza wa Jal whose sovereignty in the earth. Pure is He Azza wa Jal whose path in the oceans. Pure is He Azza wa Jal whose sultanate is in hell. Pure is He Azza wa Jal whose mercy is in paradise. Pure is He Azza wa Jal whose commandment in the grave. Pure is He Azza wa Jal under whose authority are the souls present in the air. Pure is He Azza wa Jal who has elevated the skies, and pure is He Azza wa Jal who has lowered the earth. Pure is He Azza wa Jal from whose torment there is no refuge except towards Him. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next silsila, we'll learn about the beautiful journey of Arafat, how to make dua in Arafat. So be with us for the next silsila also, my dear Islamic brothers. We all want to travel for that blessed journey. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the chance to go over there. It is my suggestion for all of you. If you want to go for that blessed journey of Hajj, try to make intention for Madani Kafla, Madani Caravan of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Madani Kafla, give us the chance of the travel of the Madina Munawwara. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.